And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. All right, finishing up this section on Mad Maps. Just so you know, Attorney General Steve Marshall issued a statement yesterday afternoon. I'll read you a piece of it. This is your Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall with regards to the recent maps and the things that have, you know, now become what we have to live within. He said, there should be nothing more offensive to the people of our great state than to be sidelined in 2023 by a view of Alabama that is stuck in 1963. This racial agenda is pressed by left-wing activists, not just in Alabama, but in any Republican state where it might have advantage for Democrats. If this brazen and divisive commandeering is permitted without even a whisper of concern from other quarters, America's congressional elections as we know them will never be the same. We will be grouped together by race alone, with counties and cities split down the middle the same way that we were so wrongfully segregated once before. He says, my office will continue to fight to defend the 2023 map, which was enacted by our people's representatives and which complies with the Voting Rights Act and the Constitution's promise that governments should be colorblind. We will comply with the district court's preliminary injunction order while building our case for the 2023 map, which has yet to receive a full hearing. So just so you know, the bottom line for this is we ain't done. The maps are drawn. The Supreme Court of the United States denied a request for an injunction. In other words, immediately, knowing full well that the maps were coming, the Attorney General filed a request for injunction, which just basically means put it all on hold. Put it on hold for right now, because we are trying to take this matter back up to appeal to the Supreme Court. So in the interim, we don't want to have to be held to maps that we believe we have a chance of overturning on a further appeal with the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said no, they're not going to grant the injunction, which means we're going to have to run these elections on these maps now, with the understanding that there's going to be potentially another appeal that's going to take this up, and who knows what could happen. They may wind up rejecting the maps that we then have to run on, and then we go back. And then you have to redraw the lines and do it again. And it's nuts. We shouldn't have to be put through all this. Let me take some of your text messages. I'll do that. Michael from Beverly Hills, Florida, says, after a phony special master, I call for state electoral college, simplest form, majority candidate for all statewide elections. That's interesting. Appreciate you. And by the way, it signed off as Nani from Beverly Hills. We had it down as Michael from Beverly Hills, so we need to change that. Let us know in the text. But it says also hoping to return to Huntsville. Well, come on home. Casey Junebug from Hartsell says, I never thought that I would quote Gerald Ford, but this is the truth. Quote, a government big enough to give you everything you want is a government big enough to take everything you have. Gerald Ford. I thought that was Ronald Reagan, but maybe it was Gerald Ford. Jeff from Indiana, just making sure I know that as far as the rocket goes, they could have cut it up into pieces so that people could have bought parts of it for art projects and museum pieces and made tons of money, but instead they destroyed it and took the scrap to the yard. I was not aware they took the scrap to the yard. I want to see somebody report on that. Nita from South Huntsville says, enough of these shenanigans to carve the Alabama map up in squares, exactly like a checkerboard. The districts with the most Auburn fans get the extra checker squares that don't round out neatly. John from Huntsville, Phil, heads up, there's three pick 'em games on tomorrow, so you might want to fill those out. Oh, that's right, there's Thursday night games. You got your pick 'ems in?
Of course you have. I've already got mine in.
Of course you have. Mr. Number One Guy.
I'm not number one.
Number one guy.
That's McQueen.
Well, you picked McQueen, so that makes you the number one guy. Marshall from Dubai says, Dubai, by the way, still trips me out. We got people from Florida and Dubai texting in. Marshall from Dubai says about my monologue earlier, Phil, your dad, you spoke earlier about your dad saying, keep your hands in your pockets. My dad would tell us, when we go into this establishment, try to act like humans. Gary from Decatur, talking about presidential elections, says, if hairstyles were going to be a criteria for the 24 election, maybe John Edwards in the $700 haircut would have had another chance on the big stage. It appears Democrats are more about hair than character. I'd forgotten about that. John Edwards. Oh, my gosh. What a piece of work. Brian from Huntsville says, he's talking about the movie. Congrats to Boomer. And he says, Kevin Costner to Joaquin Phoenix, Swing Away. Did you ever see that movie? What was the name of that movie? Not Sixth Sense. It was, I can't think of it. Aliens and all of it. And the thing that he was told was swing away.
I don't know.
Oh, crap. We're going to think of it in a minute when we get off the air, I guarantee you. Steve from Tennessee says Governor Newsom is Lon Chaney. He's a bloodsucker with perfect hair. Steve from Tennessee. There's an image for you. All right. Am I hearing music? Is it playing? You going to turn it up? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. Boomer, are we back? Is the music playing? Oh, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down some major ground across the northern half of the most conservative state in the nation. I said the conservative state. That'd be Alabama. I'm talking about this show. It goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, we're gonna. Oh, by the way, boom. So for both of our benefits, the audience, is the music still playing?
That is.
What is happening right now? I don't even know.
It was still playing. I pushed the fader right back up again.
Oh, we're just having too much fun in the studio right now.
I was reading Teresa from Town Creek, and it distracted me.
That's okay. I was reading that too, which is hilarious.
That's why it distracted me.
Go ahead and read it.
It was Teresa from Town Creek, Alabama. She goes, "What's the dress code for tonight for the debate? Hoodies and shorts?" And it just made me laugh, and I wasn't paying attention.
That's so good. That is so spot on. By the way, we had several people square us away. The movie we were trying to think of was Signs. Did you see that?
Oh,
Mel Gibson.
Signs. Yes.
Mel Gibson,
yeah,
Joaquin Phoenix. There was a few others in there whose faces I know, but that was, by the way, I don't know about M. Night Shyamalan. That guy's a weird load. Something about his movies can always creep you out. Of course, they're designed to, but I'm saying, okay. Anyway,
I like Mel Gibson though. I watch most of his movies.
Anything Mel Gibson, yeah. I tend to like. All right, we're gonna switch gears here, and I got a bunch of text messages all popped in. We'll catch up on them in a little bit, but I want to switch gears and Dipper number two. I'm calling it faith. It's a thing. Why am I saying that? Because it's a thing, man. I mean, the idea that liberals are going to discount the notion of faith in the public arena on a regular basis is wrong. Let me just go ahead and speak to those of you who are what I would call people of faith. And granted, I recognize, and I'm a Christian, I believe that Jesus is my Lord, my salvation comes through Jesus Christ, and I have no problem saying Jesus is Lord on this show. I don't. I recognize that there are people of the Jewish faith, or for that matter, Hindus or Muslims or anything else that might be listening to the show. So if you are a person of faith, let me just go ahead and say, you're not dissuaded from having your faith be something that's public and it's in the public arena. Me personally, I believe in God. Me personally, I believe in the evangelical Christian faith as being the tenets that I stand by. My salvation, like I said, comes through Jesus Christ. I believe he's the way, the truth, and the life, period. The Bible is the unerring word of God, period. I believe that with all my heart. What's interesting to me is that somehow or another, if that belief is so core to who I am, that when I'm out in the public arena, or when I'm working on matters of public policy, or when I was a publicly elected official, that for some reason I was supposed to leave that behind. Well, I'm calling bunk on that. Absolute bunk. There is nothing about that makes sense. Because if it is truly a part of the fabric of who I am or who you are as a person, then it cannot be left behind. At that point, you are doing exactly what Scripture says. You're hiding your light under a bushel. That is not where we're supposed to be. Now, let me just affirm that a little bit. Like, for instance, the thing that got me going on this, by the way, was an article. So Jalen Milroe, quarterback for Alabama, Boomer's nodding his head. I'm talking about his guy. Jalen Milroe had what, you know, Yellowhammer News is calling a pretty gritty win. I'll be honest, I picked Ole Miss. But nonetheless, that's why I'm not as high in the rankings of the pick 'em as Boomer is. But Jalen Milroe, he credits his win to his faith. He got out there on it. He didn't equivocate. He said, I get my strength through my Lord and Savior. I surrender my throne to Him. I know I can lean on Him no matter the circumstances. I put my trust in Him no matter what. I can always lean on Him, so I'm good. That's a guy who has a very public position in life right now. I mean, he's the starting quarterback for the University of Alabama under Coach Nick Saban. That's about as high platform as you can get and be in college football. And yes, the dude is out there saying, and oh, by the way, my faith, it's a thing. Well, I love it too when I see elected officials who are not afraid to say, yeah, my faith, it's a thing. Don't try and tell me it can't be. Another article, Yellowhammer had two of these. So Yellowhammer had another piece. So Senator Tommy Tuberville had a meeting with pastors. In fact, I saw the picture. I got to call a buddy of mine who I think was one of the people in the picture, but I couldn't tell from the angle I was looking at. But it was still neat to see him because they were – anyway, Tuberville says he was pleased to meet with a group of pastors that came to Washington to discuss the future of the country and, in particular, their focus on youth. And he talked about that, and he talked about how great it was to meet with them, about the idea that moral values are things that have to be taught, especially in schools. But then he said this. Tuberville did. He said, it was a very good talk from people that are very interested in the future of this country. And if we're going to correct things, it can't happen on the political stage. It's got to happen in the community stage where churches get involved, families get involved, schools get involved. It was so great to have them up here. Faith, y'all, it's a thing. It absolutely is. Don't let anybody tell you different. Well, you can't come to my school board meeting and talk about things in your moral majority. Yes, you can. You absolutely can. Hey, Boomer, I'm going to use clip one here in a minute if you get that ready. You absolutely can. You can go to the podium at any public meeting and you can say, I believe this way. I believe this way because my God is who I trust and my God tells me to believe that way. And I am here to tell you today that yada, yada, yada. Speak to the issues. And don't be afraid, by the way, to say, well, I mean, listen, don't be apologetic is what I'm trying to say. Don't get up there and go, I mean, I'm a Christian, so I know some of y'all aren't, and I don't want to offend you, but here's what I know. Get up there and say, I'm a Christian, and I vote, and I'm a Christian. My kids are in the school. I'm a Christian, and oh, by the way, I believe that those books don't need to be in this library. And you can be matter of fact, and you can be clear, and you can have all your facts and your statistics and everything else, but you're also allowed to have your faith. And that is too often missing. I heard this soundbite. I published it on my Twitter, and it was so, so good. This lady came to a North Carolina school board meeting. And wow, did she let them have it. And in the middle of it all, she pointed out, the vast majority of your constituency identify as Christians. Boomer, you got that clip? So let's go ahead and play it.
It's one goal for the educational system. It should be to prepare children to enter careers, to be productive members of society. It is not a counseling session. It is not a self-help area. It is not somewhere to find yourself. And we should not be led by the children, for goodness sake. The children are called dependents for a reason. They depend on us who have fully developed brains. You cannot feel your way through life. The issues that we are talking about, we are bringing you statistics. We are talking about scholastics. We are talking about funding. We are talking about busing. We are talking about trying to figure out how to make our children be as successful as possible. And I am sure that that is your goal. And what we have been called tonight is what they're claiming that we're saying to children. We're having an adult conversation. There are not children in this room. We aren't going into the schools and calling them names. They call us Marxists and hateful and bigots and everything else under the sun. Well, let me tell you, less than 5% of the entire population of North Carolina identifies as LGBTQ. You guys all claim you want democracy. Well, you know what democracy is? It's the majority plus one. It's 50 plus one. You know what? More than 50% of the people in this state claim that they believe in God, Almighty God, who made us male and female, God who made marriage between a man and a woman, God who said that we must protect our children. The fact that we can stand up here and we know, we can brag about all of the wonderful graduations, but we know the statistics. 50% of children did not pass their end of grade test. What are we celebrating? We have children coming up here telling us how horrible the mental health crisis is. Why? Most of us went to public school, and all of our peers are not in mental health crises. We have to ask ourselves, what are we doing to our children? I'm going to say, we are discussing things with them that they are not emotionally, intellectually, and morally able to handle. That is what is causing the anxiety. That is what is causing the depression. That is what is causing the confusion. We need our children to be able to be children, to be able to be innocent, to be able to enjoy childhood and not know all of the drama and all of the difficulties in adult life. That is what we want. We want our children to be able to read and write and to think for themselves. And we demand that the children who fear God are protected in your schools.
Woo! I'm saying, run for office, lady. I'm saying. And listen, and by the way, if you saw the video, there was a video that accompanied it. It wasn't just her voice. You can find that on my Twitter feed if you're looking for it. It's at Sen Phil Williams, S-E-N Phil Williams, at Sen Phil Williams on Twitter. I've got it posted there now. That's where I sent the clip to Boomer from so he could play it. But she was not a harpy. She was not up there, you know, she wasn't demagoguing. Her voice sounds a little harsh as you're watching it, but if you watched her face, all you would have seen is passion. All you would have seen is someone who just wanted the opportunity for her kids that she is raising to believe that God loves them and made them a certain way, to be left to that and not be treated, you know, in a way that is never designed for children to have to deal with. And I say all that because in a part of her address to the school board, she pointed out to them, people of faith are the vast majority of your constituency. And you are choosing to ignore them because of a squeaky liberal wheel. And I agree with that. I think too long, the church has been silent. I think too long, Christians have been told you can't do that in the public arena because that's a faith thing and you got to be quiet about that. Forget that. You show me where it says in Scripture that we are to be walked upon. Turning the other cheek does not mean you allow yourself to be walked upon. It is not, I tell you what, let me say it this way. Christians who do nothing should expect nothing in return. Does that make sense? Christians who do nothing in the public arena with their faith being exercised should expect nothing from the public arena when they look at the results. Your faith is supposed to be about the Great Commission. Absolutely. I agree with that. I think the primary mission is the advancement of the kingdom. We should indeed go ye therefore and preach unto all the world, making disciples. But I'm going to tell you right now, too, if you're going to live an example, it's going to be bigger than just what you did on Sunday morning. If you're going to live an example, we've got to have people of faith who are willing to run for office, people of faith who are willing to speak out at school board meetings, people of faith who are willing to write letters to their editor, people of faith who are willing to, by God, get involved. By God, get involved. That's what I feel. I got a few more things on this when we get back from the break. But I just saw this from Jalen Milroe, and I thought, good on you, man. Appreciate you for giving credit where you believe credit is due, and that's your faith. But at the same time, how many times are we sitting quietly by and then complaining about the results when nothing was done to achieve a different result? People of faith, wake up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making that common sense more like a superpower. Hey, let me go to the phones real quick. He held on during the break, and I want to honor that. Mike from Harvest. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Senator Williams. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, you had mentioned that churches need to be involved in this fight, and I agree as well, but I think far too many of them have forgotten why they exist. They have forgotten Christ, and they have certainly forgotten God's words. Look at the schisms that you've had in, like, the Lutheran, the Methodist, the Episcopalian, and even the Anglican churches.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that point. I mean, they get lost sometimes in their own pursuit of theology, and they forget that it may be more about seeking Christ first.
I understand, and that's... You know, that was the, you know, concern that I have is I would love to see the churches, all the Christian churches, far more active, but far too many of them are on the other side of this, preaching what God's word is and whatnot. So.
Yeah, and I can't speak to it firsthand because I don't attend a Methodist church, but, you know, the most recent and very public splits in denominations have been in the Methodist denomination of late. And a lot of theirs dealt with the organized United Methodist Church taking a stance in favor of you know, the gay agenda and that kind of things. That I appreciate the fact that there were Christians who were willing to say, we're not going to go to church here if that's the way you're going to preach, because it doesn't fit theology, it doesn't fit what Scripture says. I think that was a case, though, of at the very least, a big part of the denomination saying, nope, you're wrong, and we're not going to stand for it.
Yes, sir.
All right, hey.
Well, I thank you very much for taking my call, sir. Mike. I hope you and Boomer and your families have a wonderful day.
Yes, sir. You too. Thanks much. I got several texts on this. I mean, so apparently that was a good rant. But John from Brownsboro says, when it comes to faith, how much is given by the faithful to support our communities, and how much is given by groups who are socially ostracized as outliers? The Democrats' agenda is at least honest, divide and pander. If you can keep them in the dark, all the better to control their thoughts and feelings. If you bring them to the light, the more empowered they become. You know what's interesting is I read a study once. Something he said in that text there, John from Brownsboro, reminded me. I read a study once that talked about benevolent giving. You know, you always hear all the time about the Democrats and especially the progressive left. You need to do more. You need to pay your fair share. We need to step up and provide. And that the vast majority of charitable contributions come from conservatives. And that those who typically vote blue are a far, far less percentage of charitable giving. Jeremy from Huntsville says, the attributes of a Christian are taught to be love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Why are they so scared that children would mirror these attributes? Because of their wickedness. Wow. Nailed that. John from Huntsville says, did Jalen Milroe give God the credit for the two interceptions he threw in the game against Texas? I think what he's saying is God helped him get through it, brother. I think that he did follow with LOL, just so you know. Yeah. Just a little dig, little Jesus dig from the War Eagle side. TL from Huntsville just said, amen, Preacher Phil. James from Harvest heard the lady talking, the clip we played, Boomer, and he says, wow, I want to vote for her for POTUS. I'm sure you're not the only one. Steve from Madison says, Steve-O from Madison, that lady was quite on a rant, but we live in a republic, not a democracy. There's no place for any religion in anything publicly funded. Actually, you're wrong. There absolutely is. Anything religion Or are you saying you have to leave your faith behind? I would dare say, like I said earlier, that if someone says that their faith is at the core of their being, then when they are elected, it should be expected that their faith will be at the core of their decision making. And for anyone to say otherwise is wrong. The parts guy from Albertville says, I believe they should leave the maps alone, talking about to our previous topic. If you do not like where you live, move. The Californians had no problem with it. Yeah, California, got the California exodus. Look at the U-Haul exodus out of that state. There's a whole bunch of former Californians voting somewhere else, that's for sure. Michael from Beverly Hills, Florida, says only one in Alabama. So, he's correcting us. So he wants us to change his to Nani, if you don't mind. So if you see Michael from Beverly Hills, change that name. We're going to change Michael to Nani, which is grandparent in Italian. So there's only five of us in Florida. All right, listen, we're coming right back. It's time for the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.